Blog Talk Radio.
Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about
baby.
Sex, baby. Let's talk about
Let's
you
talk
and
about
me
and me. Let's talk about
Let's
sex.
Talk about
Let's
all
get
the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex, Miss Worthy.
Sex.
Talk about sex. Hey.
Hello, hello, Miss Get Up. Hello, listeners. Yes, it is Miss Worthy Speaks. We are live with my co-host, Miss Get Up, and we're talking about sex, baby, part two. And if you were with us the other day, you already know it got a little hot, and I know some of y'all got a little mad. But it's okay. And if you missed the show, please go to YouTube, Miss Worth It, and check out our recorded shows and put your comments and let us know what you think. How you doing, Miss Get Up?
Good, Miss Worth It. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great since I stayed in the hospital all night. But you know what? It is all good. People, let me tell you, y'all got to be careful with the simple things you do, like come to the city of New Orleans and trying to eat all this spicy food and eat hot sausage sandwiches and gumbo all day, every day, shooting your blood when you take two blood pressure medicines, shooting your blood pressure up, and then walking around with a darn purse heavy as hell with all kind of bees at the parade when you know you didn't have neck surgery. What was wrong with me? Straight tripping. So other than that, Miss Get Up, I'm doing good. I'm back home. I had to stay there overnight, and I had to let them know, look, since all my tests good, I got to get up out of here because I got a show to talk about sex, baby.
Yes, well, I'm so glad that she's feeling better. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I thank God for it. Nothing serious, and that's just the great part about it. Nothing serious. It's serious, but not serious. You know what I'm saying? Just got to pay attention to some things. Sometimes you forget, and, you know, when they say you can't lift more than 20 pounds, you just can't do it. It's just a life change, and so I'm all good. But let's get busy with the show tonight. So, listeners, if you're out there and you want to give us a call, the number is 516-595-8103. And we're going to pick right back up. I'm going to let Ms. Get Up ahead and get us started right where we left off talking about sex and the pain that it can cause. And our little hashtag is, it feels so good that it hurts. And so, Ms. Get Up, go ahead and kick us off right there.
Yes. Okay, so it feels so good, it hurts. As we were talking last time on the show, we were mentioning about multiple sexual partners and the pain that it can cause when you are bonding with these people that you're having sex with, and you're taking a part of them with you and then giving a part of yourself away to them, and the consequences that it can cause with confusion. You don't know where you are in a relationship. You don't know if you're in a relationship. You're just confused, and it causes so many issues when you're doing things out of the way that it's supposed to be done, Ms. Worthy.
Yes, yes, exactly. And people, that's all it's about. For some reason, we, you know, the enemy have us so tricked that we just want to do things our way. And when I say he has all of us tricked, I mean, really, because we come in this world with, you know, all this stuff on our mind as we growing up, and then our parents can teach us and try to tell us, and we have the Bible before us, but yet still, we still want to, basically, we want to fulfill our urges. We want to take care of our urges, and our urges are sinful, and they really are, majority of them, and sex is definitely one of the biggest ones. But with that, when we're doing it all out of order, there are some issues that can take place in these relationships, you know, when we are having sex outside of marriage, and sometimes when we're having sex uncontrollably, sometimes we take it too far. And so I was watching a show, Miss Get Up, one Saturday, and there was this couple, husband and wife, great relationship, you know, just like you know, the perfect relationship has its own issues, but two like-minded people, however, career-minded people, and they are trying to figure out how to keep the spruce alive, how to keep the spunk, how to keep it exciting with such busy schedules in their lives. And so the husband was definitely just down with, you know, trying to have a date night doing this. And so they wound up getting themselves, make a long story short, getting themselves involved with their neighbors, which was friends of theirs. And they were, I don't even know the words, but the neighbors, they bring another person in to their bedroom, you know. So they wind up, all four of them got together. It caused so much problems because the neighbor husband really enjoyed the woman, the wife, and literally broke up the marriage and everything. So I brought that up because sometimes you start getting bored and you want to try things, you know, and then you're inviting somebody else in your bedroom. Your bedroom is for a husband and a wife, and that should be holy. And it should only be between a husband and a wife. And when you start tampering with other things, you create a lot of chaos and a lot of situations. And those who, you know, they live their life like that, and yeah, they'll be like, but it's so much fun, it's so much that, but it has so many consequences, even outside of biblical. There's consequences with diseases, and then there's consequences with one starting to have emotions, you know, their emotions starting to get involved, and they're starting to have feelings, and then it creates an issue. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be very careful about that. And then just the detail of sex in general outside of God's marriage. I mean, you got this boyfriend or you got this girlfriend and you're sexually active. And, you know, we miss out biblically on so many blessings. We don't think we are, but we really are. And it causes us to miss out on the spiritual things, the elevation in Christ, and the production of to produce great and awesome things according to God's will. We look at what we're doing earthly wise and think it's okay. We're living large and in charge earthly wise. But even, you know, past that, everything that we do that's wrong, there are consequences. And every bad seed we sow, we're going to reap a bad seed. So even down the line, it may not come right then and there, but the consequences will come. And they don't necessarily come based on just what you did. They come bigger and larger. So sometimes illness can be a part of it. Sometimes the loss of, you know, lifestyle. Sometimes the loss of that relationship, sometimes sickness, you know, so many different things plays a part in that. And so I believe, Ms. Get Up, as an adult, we should be very careful because now our young people are starting to be involved in sex. Young ladies are so promiscuous and they're doing anything to get that thrill. You know what I'm saying? So in the school systems, you know, we find that, you know, so kids are 13 years old and they're having sex. And so I believe that as adults, we need to take a step back and we really need to have real conversations with ourselves, with our partners, so that we can teach our young people. Because, see, our young people are not being careful. It's Get Up. They are not. I mean, you got young girls having more abortions than a little bit because they're out here just having casual sex. You got adults having casual sex and don't know who the baby daddy is. You know, daddy don't know if that's his baby. And so then you have these young girls doing the same thing, and then a lot of them are having abortions. I knew a young lady worked in an abortion clinic, and, you know, she was saying, like, they come in there and it's becoming like a common thing. I mean, what you think about that, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's worth it. About the abortion thing is a whole issue within itself. And you're right. It's becoming so common. My daughter is in college, and she's telling me about classmates of hers that have had 3 and 4 and 5 abortions, and they're under the age of 21.
Wow.
And it's just,
yeah,
they don't even understand that that is a traumatic experience for any person to go through. And then you're having multiple ones. You're tearing up your body on top of being traumatized, on top of everything else that you're doing out here having casual sex with anybody.
Yeah.
They don't have a clue. And then on the, we both of us know that I have a child that maybe just had a baby, but we don't know. Because
right,
the young lady was with him and another young man during the same time.
And
that's
crazy. Yes, because they're young, you know. So we're talking about young people and how those effects, how these things affect them as well. So just like Ms. Gitta said, you know, you're talking about kids in college under 21, you know, 21 or less and had three abortions. Well, I was talking to the young lady who worked in the clinic, and she's talking about girls under 16 coming in there having been had two and three abortions. And this is just horrible. And so, mm-hmm, this comes from, you know, them seeing adults, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, and you like to say, well, that's because we grown, we can handle our responsibilities, but you're not. I mean, we got a whole bunch of men out here not doing what they're supposed to do as fathers, but women, some of you not doing what you're supposed to do, and then the responsibility lies on you too. You need to, like we said last week, be careful who you're laying with. You need to understand that whoever you lay with, you risk the chance of having a baby with. So are you, you know, when you're thinking about fulfilling that urge to, you know, get your little rocks off, and then you got the nerve to not protect yourself, because see that one, Lord have mercy, I just can't get over these folks just around here just laying down and not using protection, not making sure there's a condom. Okay, because first of all, you're all out of order with God. But if you're going to be out of order with God, at least have some daggone common sense and know to protect yourself. So we got a lot of issues going on. So these young people see adults doing it. But you can't tell them, do what I say, don't do what I do, because you're irresponsible. And so you got young people in college now, you know, they're career-driven, but yet and still they're having these babies. And now, I mean, they're getting pregnant. Now they're having abortions. You're 20 years old and you didn't have three abortions. What kind of mess is that? That is sad. And it's sad,
yeah,
for us as a people. And then the situation, like you said, with your son. Young lady, she's sleeping with two boys. She's not even 20 years old or 21 years old. She's sleeping with two
she's
guys.
She's not even 18
years old,
do you?
She's not even 18 years old. And she's sleeping with two different guys. So now they got to figure out, wait till the baby born, have a test to figure out who's the daddy. Come on, people. And it starts with adults. Like, what are you out here doing? We're so confused. And so, you know, we're so worried about having this thrill, you know, getting our rocks on. Oh, girl, we did that. Oh, I put it on him, having sex, and you flopping from man to man. And what about the gift that God gave you? What about that God created sex for husband and wife? What about God created sex for reproduction, to birth children between a man and a woman as husband and wife? And then not only that, yes, he wanted to be pleasurable for you, but for husband and wife. So, okay, you messed up. You've had a child out of wedlock, or you fornicated. Come on. When can you make a change? When do you become adult? The enemy has us, Ms. Gitta, so locked up in this world that all we care about is sex, drugs, partying, and money and power. That's all people care about. I mean, it's so crazy. I was actually riding in the car with my daughter one day, and we was listening to the radio, and she was like, there's no clean music today. And
mm-hmm.
I said, not unless you listen to soul. I mean, and yeah, they talk about romance and love and sex, but they talk about it in a decent manner. Most of these songs is, I want to F you, I want to lick you, I want to suck you, I want to dip you, I want to stick you, I want to hit it, I want to flip it.
Woo!
And my thing is, as a woman, that don't sit well with me. As a woman, Miss Gitta, you can't bro, that's not attractive to me. Talking about you want to, no, that's not attractive. But to these young women, they think that's so cute, and they bouncing, be this, F this, suck this, do this, and that's cute. The enemy got us so messed up that it's saddening. It is really saddening. And my thing to you listeners, look, you got to start maturing. You got to start thinking about what's best for you. Because everything that you do now, there's consequences, Miss Gillette, down the line. And for those who are Christians, you need to get in your word and know that. God is not a God that he'll be mocked. Whatever he say he going to do, he going to do it. When he say, if you don't obey him, there are consequences, you will be punished, you are going to be punished. It's just, it's in some part, it's so heartening. It hurts to see our generation doing the things that they're doing and thinking it's okay. And sometimes, Ms. Gail, I'm going to be honest, it leaves me in a place where, like, I almost wish I lived on an island, you know, where, you know, by myself, where I could just grow. Because it's just like, man, as I'm growing, I'm wondering why some of these other people not growing. What's going on? And, you know, yeah, everybody grow at their own pace, but here's the thing. When you're not being honest with yourself and honest with God, you're acting as if it's okay. You're acting as if I got time. This is how I'm supposed to live. God never said that his word, his obedience was for old people. I mean, what you think about that? Is it just for old people? Are we supposed to just do all this foolishness because we're younger?
No. Not
yeah.
at all.
I mean, wisdom can be in the mind of a child. And so we're walking around and we're just so foolish. But some of the other things, let's just talk about some of the other things that, you know, sex outside of marriage can really cause, or outside of a real true marriage, you know, when people are not committed. Adultery is definitely not cute. And so if you're married, you need to stick with that woman. And then people messing around with other people's husbands and messing around with other people's boyfriends, like, that's just tasteless. You're tacky and you're saying,
Come on, man.
I mean, why can't you just deal with your own? And yeah, they take it too far. Then not only you in trouble for all this crazy sex outside of marriage, or, you know, not in the order that God says, but then now you won't mess with somebody else's husband. And, you know, Ms. Getup, when I got in that situation one time and the person was separating, I had to check myself, like, oh, no, hold on, wait a minute. Nah, you need some divorce papers. I got to give. I'm too precious. And that's the thing we got to understand. We got to know our worth. We got to know that what God has given us, that we're, first of all, I'm a queen. You're a queen. Men, you're king. God created us to be kings and queens. And you got to know your worth. He gave you, he gave us private parts, but they're for good pleasure. They're for good pleasure with a husband and a wife, and they're to create beautiful children. And so you should know what your private possession is and how much it's worth. It's worth a lot if you do it the right way, you know? So this foolishness with all this dipping, and what, why is that cute today, Ms. Getup? Why is it cute to be man hopping or woman hopping, and why is it cute to be out here cheating? Why is that, like, it's becoming so common. Why is that cute?
It's not cute. It's not cute. But people out here, man hopping and woman hopping, because, first of all, they're jumping into bed with somebody that they don't even know. And then when they get to know the person, they realize they don't even like them. They don't even like them, honey, because I can tell you, I ain't like some folk that I got involved with being foolish. But, you know,
I like that, Miss Get Up. Yeah, you know what? I like that. See, and that's what Tyrese need to hear. Tyrese talking about, you know, you got to test it out first because it could be bad sex. That ain't it. That's not it. If you start realizing the person, their character, there's some things about them that you don't like. And the sex
major things
good.
You don't like.
Exactly. Sex was good, banging, and anything bad, wrong, the devil try to make you think it's good, but then come to find out she got a stank attitude.
Yes.
He negative, don't even have a hustle, let alone want a real job. And then, don't even talk about the ones that's trying to control you. I mean,
talk about it.
Trying to control you, tell you what to do, when to do, how to do. I mean, really? That's not even what your husband's supposed to do.
And be honest with you, Miss Worth It, when you're getting with somebody and it's good to you, and then you realize you don't like them because they got a nasty attitude, bad personality, don't have a job, lazy, whatever, then it become bad.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. So if you would get to know the person first before you doing this foolishness, then it would alleviate a lot of pain. And that's another thing with baby mamas, which I hate to say baby mama, but children's mothers, you got these children by this guy that you ain't know because he was cute, and then you got it popping, and then you got a baby. And sometimes always a baby mama and never a wife.
Say that again, girl.
Always a baby mama and never a wife.
Always a baby mama and never a wife. Exactly. And then they had this urge to let that be a popular thing. What about my baby mama? That's right. Always a baby mama and never a wife. Or you want to be in the baby mama for years and years and years, and he's tired and he's running around, and then he's like, okay, I'll go ahead and wipe it down because I'm at the end of my rope anyway. And then the marriage done. Come on, people, about this thing. Let's talk about sex. Sex has become a deadly weapon in this society. Sex has caused so many problems. Sex has caused so many breakups, has caused so many deaths. I mean, you got fools in churches, and they're mad that because they were out here wilding and promiscuous and doing everything, and they didn't got AIDS, and then they start giving it to other people.
Yeah.
Because and now you don't know he got AIDS, you don't know she got AIDS, but you're so hot in the pants and ready to just jump in with him and John and Dane and Mary, you know, without anything, and there you go. And they purposely trying to kill you because they're upset that they have caught this. And most times it's not people who have caught AIDS or HIV, you know, through needle use or some, you know, not everybody is not terrible who caught the disease, okay? But the ones who have caught it because they out here doing anything in any kind of way, then they want to spread it and be evil and mean and hurt. So you got that. Then you got, you know, there's a whole bunch of diseases that's just floating around. So it's creating problems. We're killing people. We're killing their hearts. We're killing their spirits. We're killing their minds. And eventually we're killing their bodies. Sex is a dangerous weapon. Been done outside of the will of God. And we as a people, we have to get more wise. We have to become more knowledgeable. We need to become more wise. And we need to understand that that 1 minute, that 1 second of pleasure can cause so many problems for a lifetime. And I'm so grateful. And yes, listen, I'm not saying that, oh, I'm perfect. I never had sex outside of marriage. What I'm saying is I got wise. I got wise. And the closer I got to God, the more wiser I got. But I thank God. I just wasn't permitted with every time Mick and Harry just jumping in the bed, picking it, all of that. And that's what we got to do. We got to become a wise people. And I'm so, I'm so good with my current situation. I feel so good with myself. My body feels good. I feel clean. I feel whole. And if and when that day I get a husband, it's going to be a blessing because I feel whole, you know. But I just think we have to become more wise. We're around here doing too much for our bodies. And then, Lord have mercy, we show our bodies like it ain't nothing. I know God's promised it in front of me, but and we like covering up and saving for the bedroom with the husband. Put your clothes on. closing remarks, girl?
Okay, well, we just go on and on about this topic because there's so many, many things, but I just feel that as women and as men, we need to value ourselves more, and we need to think about what we're doing before we lay down with somebody. Like, you need to think about what you're doing, and is this what's right for you, or is it just something that you're doing and you're not thinking about it? Like, is this the same decision that you would make in the morning that you're making right now for yourself and for your body and for your well-being? Because no one wants to end up with a disease. No one wants to end up with a baby where they don't even know the mom or the dad, or they don't even know this person. You have to be very careful and think about what you're doing and how it lines up with what God says for
yourself. And that leads us to exactly what this show is about. This part two of this is, how do we do sex right? Well, we do it right as Christians by following the will of God. And if you're not a Christian, you do it right by being smart. Make wise choices. Protect yourself. Get to know the person, like Ms. Getup said. Stop having sex, casual sex. Why don't you get to know the person? And before you allow your jewel to go inside, or you to give your jewel for him to come inside you, to anybody, why don't you stop giving it away to anybody? I mean, would you just walk up to a rapist, or would you just walk up to a person with AIDS? Would you just walk up to a wife beater and just say, I want to have sex with you? Well, no. But if you don't find out about the person you lay with, they could be one of those people.
Exactly.
So how do we do it right? Become wise. First of all, love yourself. Well, first of all, love God more than yourself. And if you love him, you'll be obedient. But then love yourself. Love yourself to know that one little thrill of is not worth a lifetime of pain. It's not. So love yourself and start getting to know people. Learn how to court men. Learn how to court ladies. Learn how to be around them. Get to know them amongst their friends and their family. So you'll know if this person is erratic and crazy and mean and evil. Stop just getting together in the midnight hour at your house or his house that leads to the bedroom or the floor or the couch. Take your time and get to know the person that you plan on laying up with, because there's always a chance of something going wrong. And like Ms. Getup said, bringing children into this world, we got to stop. We have to stop just laying up. And then we don't understand why these kids turning out the way they turn out. We don't understand why they hard-headed, why they don't listen. Then we're mad. Then we cussing them out. Then we fussing. Then we beating the heck out of them. Well, because that's part of that dude. And then look at you. That's part of you. Your children come here with part of both of you. And we need to make sure that we're bringing children in here that we can raise, teach, train, and most of all, love. Let's get up in 5 seconds. Give us some wise advice.
Wise advice. Think before you act. And everything that looks good is not good for you, honey.
Think before you act. And realize this. Whoever you lay with, they should be someone that you are excited about. Someone that you care about, someone that you look up to as a king or a queen. Choose wisely how you use your possessions. Would you give your life savings to just the bum on the street or the rich man who you know connived everybody? No, you wouldn't. We have enjoyed you tonight. It's sex, baby. Let's do it right. You have been with Miss Worth It and Miss Get Up on Ms. Worthy Speaks. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.